It's past midnight on August 6, 2024. Many people living near the Mendenhall River wake to the sounds of rushing water, snapping tree trunks, and an eerie cold in the air. At 1:20 a.m., water started spilling in through the back door of the Laurie family's home. Minutes later, the floodwater broke down the door and rushed into the bottom floor. It floated the piano, a dresser, and the bed where the eldest daughter, pregnant at the time, had been asleep minutes before. She, her two teenage siblings, and their dad waded through freezing water rising on the street and drove to stay in an emergency shelter down the road. But Diane, the mom of the family, stayed behind because she was worried about her dogs and guinea pigs and her elderly neighbors whose house was dark.
And so I'm sitting in the dark and I'm just hearing things banging and breaking.
Almost a year later, remembering that sleepless night brings her to tears.
And I think about things I need to do to prepare, but you can't prepare for the trauma.
Hundreds of people in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley are living on the front line of a climate change disaster they didn't see coming. From KTOO Public Media, this is Outburst, the story of how a freezing cold disaster has escalated faster than human imagination and public policies to protect people. I'm your host, Alex Solomon, climate and environment reporter at KTOO in Juneau. This is Episode 1, The Flood Zone. The Mendenhall River started flooding more than a decade ago. But for a while, it was treated as more of a curiosity than a cause for concern. Then, in 2023, everything changed when a record-breaking 15-foot flood hit the valley. A couple of dozen homes flooded.
Stunning images there,
there goes.
To say the least. Unbelievable to watch an entire home crumbling there.
One empty house collapsed into the river. It got national TV news coverage.
That is just one example of the severe flooding that is devastating parts of Juneau. But this is no ordinary flood, by the way. This is climate change on full display.
A condo building dangled precariously over the torrent. The state of Alaska issued a declaration of disaster emergency. But still, when water breached the river's banks the following year, almost to the day, many residents were taken by surprise. The 2024 flood broke the record again, this time cresting at 16 feet, and it was catastrophic. Nearly 300 homes flooded. The federal government declared it a major disaster. But why were so many people stunned? And why wasn't Alaska's capital city prepared? To understand how a disaster that's been ramping up for years could shock people, we have to examine human psychology and how that plays into policy. And we have to understand the science. Let's start there. Unlike most floods, the ones afflicting the Mendenhall Valley are caused by glacial lake outbursts, or jökulhlaups, an Icelandic word meaning glacier burst or run. And they're a consequence of climate change. At Thunder Mountain Middle School, a group of students sits by a large picture window overlooking the river, where contractors are building a flood barrier. Water lapped up on campus in 2024, but stopped just short of flooding the building. This spring, students in an earth science class studied the danger.
The root problem is, well, it's the Suicide Basin, which is between the Mendenhall Glacier. It's like a little area where water can build up.
That's Vivian Esmail, who was in eighth grade last school year. She didn't know what a glacial outburst flood was before taking the class, even though she lived through them. But now she does. She describes how ice used to fill Suicide Basin, but now the glaciers have melted back and revealed it. Rain and meltwater collect there during the spring and summer. Water pressure builds up against the glacier, which acts like an ice dam, the only thing holding the water back. Once the pressure becomes too much, billions of gallons of water start boring a hole beneath the ice, which grows into a tunnel and can float the glacier.
At once, it like can burst through like an entire large amount of water. That's how these floodings are happening and why they're happening yearly.
Researchers got their first alert about the potential danger of a glacial outburst flood in 2011 after a relatively small release. They took a helicopter over the glacier, identified Suicide Basin as the source, and started monitoring it with a remote video camera. Then, after the first major flood in 2023, when the basin fully emptied, the researchers measured how much water it could hold. But because the glacier is constantly changing, so is the basin. And there's another challenge. The size of the flood also depends on how fast the water rushes out. So the National Weather Service publishes an initial forecast of how big the flood will be using the flow rate from the previous year. Here's what National Weather Service meteorologist Grant Smith posted in a Facebook video a couple days before the 2024 flood.
The forecast of the 15 feet is based on the worst case scenario where the entire basin releases.
But forecasters can't tell how fast the basin is emptying until it's already happening. Aaron Jacobs is a senior hydrologist at the National Weather Service in Juneau and part of the flood forecast team.
After we get some data we can analyze, we will update that forecast on the fly.
He says it takes about a day's worth of data to see how quickly the water is actually moving. And that process is partly why so many people living in the valley had their guard down. The forecast was updated from 15 feet to nearly 16 feet just 12 hours before the flood hit its peak. And not everyone knew to check the forecast again. Before then, nobody knew how likely a flood of this magnitude was, or that it would hit hundreds of homes. Now we know that the 1 foot difference at the lake level translates to a more than 25% increase in water volume coursing through the river. And then there's the human element.
It's really different when it comes into your own life.
That's Elizabeth Figgis. She lives with her partner and cat on View Drive, a dead-end street that looks like a peninsula, jutting out into the river. Some of the properties on her street have flooded over and over again. When the flood struck in 2023, she and her partner were on a boat off the coast of Sitka. Her neighbor sent them photos of their trucks immersed in water.
It was just shock, I think, really. And I study climate change.
In general, people tend not to think that climate disasters will affect them personally, even if they believe climate change is happening. Figgis is a researcher who works in the region to document and find ways to adapt to climate change.
And flooding that isn't climate change based, in my experience, is all history based. So any fastidious home purchaser looks at the entire history of the property that's on record.
When her partner bought the house, they looked at FEMA's flood inundation maps and saw that it wasn't in a high-risk zone. In fact, most homes that were inundated in last year's glacial outburst flood didn't appear in areas of concern on FEMA's hazard maps. The ones that did were in what's called 500 or 100-year flood zones. That means, according to FEMA, they could have expected up to a 1% chance of flooding in any given year. 1%. That's because those maps were based on historical data. And at the time they were made, the highest flood recorded on the Mendenhall River was just 12 feet. Now, after record-breaking floods 2 years in a row, we know that even more damaging ones are possible. We're in new territory with a threat that has quickly evolved. The past is no longer informing the future. City Manager Katie Custer says residents received notice of the impending flood in 2024.
We had a lot of people be like, but you didn't tell me that this was going to happen. And we did. They just didn't believe that it was going to happen.
Those in the area got an evacuation warning via text and email. Media outlets posted warnings and stories well in advance. The city also blocked off some roads expected to flood and coordinated an emergency shelter for people to stay at. But even still, Kester says she didn't expect the danger to escalate from what the valley had experienced the previous year.
I think it definitely caught the community by surprise.
After the 2023 disaster, the city expedited the permitting process for homeowners to harden the riverbanks using large boulders. But without public willpower directing the city government to be more proactive ahead of 2024, Kester said the Juneau Assembly didn't feel pressured to do more to prepare.
You know, while you can say, oh, we should have hardened the bank before 2023, it just wouldn't have been possible. There wouldn't have been the political will, there wouldn't have been the financial will, there wouldn't have been the opportunity to do those things.
Mayor Beth Weldon says the Assembly did try to take action after 2023, but the flood was small enough that the city couldn't get support to help the community.
Yes, it was very dramatic, but it only affected 20 people, and we just weren't getting the state response and the federal response. We did try the same things, but we weren't getting any response.
Since the 2024 disaster, the Valley community has pushed for action. There have been multiple meetings led by residents whose homes flooded, the city, and the Tlingit and Haida Tribal Council. This year, the city put up a temporary levee made of steel cages filled with sand. The levee should protect most residents from floods at heights they've seen in the past, and likely ones quite a bit larger. But some streets were left without a flood barrier. And many residents say they need a long-term solution to feel safe in their neighborhoods. Each year, as the basin fills up, the clock is ticking down for scientists who are trying to answer one major question. How big can the floods get? In the next episode, we'll take you to the glacier's edge, where researchers are looking for answers in Suicide Basin.
Right there, another calving space.
Any engineered solution is going to need to know how big could Suicide Basin get. And its current size, double its current size, triple its current size. We need to know how much water we'll be dealing with.
In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon, climate and environment reporter at KTOO. This series was the brainchild of Anna Canny and was funded by the Alaska Center for Excellence in Journalism. KTOO city government reporter Clarice Larson and I wrote this episode. Claire Strempel, Adeline Baxter, and Lisa Fu edited it. Dave Waldron is the audio engineer. The theme music is by James Crawford and Vance Westlake.